There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, we seem to have kind of a minor theme going today, which is the Super Bowl states or cities. We've had somebody from Seattle and somebody from Massachusetts. And as you know, the Patriots are now the New England Patriots as opposed to the Boston Patriots.
Yep.
Foxborough, what can I tell you?
Now, how far is Foxborough? I've always wondered, how far is Foxborough from Boston?
I guess like 45 minutes or something.
Okay.
Unless there's a game, and then it's 14 days. I don't know. Yeah, it was a real disappointment for those that we lived in Boston who followed the Patriots. But, I mean, look, the New York Giants are, in across the river as well. So they're in New Jersey.
Them and the Jets
yeah.
both play in the same stadium in New Jersey.
Yeah. So there, what can I tell you? I suppose, football's big business. I actually was talking with somebody whose son, or whose grandson, as a football player, and she said, I don't approve of that. You're going to get hurt. And he said, no, I'm not going to get hurt. Well, that was a meaningful conversation that might as well not have taken place, but there you go. All right, So, listen, for those of you who are writing me a little snotty emails, well, I suppose snotty is too strong a word, saying, we just like it when you take phone calls. Well, I do, too. I like it when I take phone calls, too. All you have to do is call. All right? If we're not taking a phone call, it's mostly because you're Facebooking us rather than calling us. So, but we agree. The phone calls are our whole reason to be. So do not whine. Just call. And let me also put it, we got three phone calls yesterday with 5 minutes left in the program. Folks, you're smarter than that. The program goes
Eastern.
Yeah, right. So and look, if you have any question about the time frame, call us up and we'll help you with it. Because let me tell you, it just is frustrating as the very Dickens to get three phone calls in the last 5 minutes. There's just no way I can do that. And especially, I'm not willing to penalize you for calling at an inopportune time. But so I'm not going to rush you through it. Okay, I'd love to answer your question, but they've got two other people behind you. Goodbye. I'm not going to do that. So just don't, so call at the beginning of an hour, like now would be good. Because I've got 2 hours with you now. So this is a good time to call. All right, I'm whining. I'm not really whining. I'm not really scolding you. I'm just giving you helpful information. All right. And today is National Croissant Day, which is, people talk about, the French think it's hilarious that we talk about croissant, which means toast. There we go. National Toast Day. All right. Here's a cool thing. This is an odd day. It has to do a lot with the river today. All right. I'm not sure why. The first one has nothing to do with the river. It turns out in 1703, that's a long time ago, folks, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like 312 years ago.
Yep.
Okay. The 47 Ronin, under the command of Oishi Kurenosuku, avenged the death of their master. The only reason I know about it is because there have been movies about it. Right? Wasn't Keanu Reeves in something called the Ronin? The 47 Ronin, I think?
I think it was. It might have just been called Ronin.
Called Ronin, yeah.
Yeah.
So that's the only reason I know about it. If you go to, I'm trying to remember, the Spy Museum in Washington, D.C., which I highly recommend, they've got the 47 Ronin. That's the end of my knowledge. It's like someone will say, do you speak Danish? And I say, Aten Pulse, which is the extent of my knowledge, which means 18 hot dogs. That's it. That's all I know. Which is very helpful for this weekend, but past that, not so much. The first boat specializing as a lifeboat was tested on the River Tyne in 1790, which sort of reminds me of, the first time SOS was used?
That I don't know.
Well, I will tell you, it's during the Titanic. Now, the problem about that is, the first time anything's used, someone's saying SOS. What is SOS? I mean, who's going to know what SOS means? But that's a true story. And it always, all right, here, continuing on our theme of water, the Lower Trenton Bridge, which is called the Trenton Makes the World Takes Bridge, which I didn't know, which spans the Delaware River between Morrisville, Pennsylvania, and Trenton, New Jersey, is opened. Did you know it was called the Trenton Makes the World Takes Bridge?
No, I did not know that.
Oh, I know what it is. My punctuation is wrong, because I've actually seen this. It's called Trenton Makes the World Takes. And because that's the actual, you know, it occurs to me, I've probably seen that bridge like 20 times, but I didn't know that's what it was called. That's just the signage on the bridge. So who knows? Hmm. But it's Trenton Makes the World Takes.
Okay.
But
I had heard of the Lower Trenton Bridge before, but I didn't know about the alternate.
1806. Yeah, I didn't either. Okay, here. Now, this is close. This is having to do with water as well. 1820, Edward Bransfield signs the Trinity Peninsula and claims the discovery of Antarctica.
Hmm.
All righty. Hmm. Folks, we're on a roll here. 1826, the Menai Suspension Bridge, considered the world's first modern suspension bridge, connected the Isle of Anglesey to the northwest coast of Wales, is opened.
Okay.
Did you know the GW Bridge would have been considered, I think it was the world's largest suspension bridge until San Francisco Bridge was done? So it's nobody knows about it.
Okay.
What can I tell you? Well, you do if you live in New York. Here's something that has nothing to do with water, but I thought you'd like this. The first assassination attempt against the President of the United States, 1835, Richard Lawrence attempts to shoot President Andrew Jackson, but fails and is subdued by a crowd, including several congressmen. The congressman now would probably be holding up signs like the Olympics.
Well, right.
That's kind of rude, wasn't it? I can't imagine a congressman sort of diving in there, but I think politics was a different sport in 1835. 1847, Yerba Buena, California, is renamed San Francisco. There is still a Yerba Buena.
Okay, but it's just
I think it's just a suburb, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Gotcha.
Or maybe it's part of San Francisco, because I know, having lived there. Martin Luther King's home was bombed in retaliation for the Montgomery bus boycott. Did you know that?
His
home was bombed?
Yeah, I remember reading about that.
1956. I know about the church that was bombed. Mm-hmm. I didn't know his home was bombed.
Yeah.
And 1969, the Beatles' last public performance on the roof of Apple Records in London. The impromptu concert is broken up by the police.
Hmm.
1969, that was a long time ago.
Yeah, so that was the last
public one.
Performance by the Beatles.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's 46 years ago.
Could that be true?
I guess it is.
Yeah, because I guess after that they all kind of went their separate
last
ways.
Last public performance, 46 years ago.
And Paul kind of went off and started to do the solo stuff, and John Lennon was doing his thing. And
I've met Ringo.
Okay.
I've seen Paul on the street. I've run into him on the street. Mm-hmm. And I've met Ringo, who's absolutely charming. He's got this beard thing, yeah. Speaking of music, Carole King's Tapestry in 1971, which again, that's 44 years ago.
Wow.
Hard to believe.
Yeah.
Is released to become the longest charting album by a female solo artist and sells 24 million copies.
Wow.
And you can see her beautiful on Broadway. And the story about that is the woman who plays Carole King actually won a Tony and a Drama Desk. She won all the stuff. And Carole King I was there actually the first time she saw the play. And she came up on stage. She just decided she was going to be too painful or something. I think she gave permission, but because they had to use the songs, but she hadn't seen it. And then the first night she saw it, I happened to be there, and she got up with the cast and sang at the end. And there wasn't a dry eye in the house. I mean, the cast was beside themselves because I guess they didn't know she was coming.
Wow.
Either that or they're really good actors. And everybody just stood up and boogied. I mean, it was great. So if you get a chance, go see Beautiful. It's the Carole King story. She's not actually in it these days. But she was that night.
Okay.
All right. 1995, workers from the National Institutes of Health announced the success of clinical trials testing the first preventive treatment for sickle cell disease, which is a major issue for African American, especially men.
Yeah.
The Kingdom of Belgium in 2003 officially recognizes same-sex marriages. Well, Belgium was ahead of the curve.
Yeah.
Whoa. Right? 12 years ago.
Yeah. Wow.
You go Belgium, I guess. Wow. Who knew Belgium was that progressive?
Yeah.
Who knew? All right, 855-99-DR-JOY. You got any Super Bowl stories you want to share, or you want to call from Seattle or Massachusetts or whatever? Whatever it is. Don't call me in the last 3 minutes of the program, please. I'm whining. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just $1 a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, Immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy 2 bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
For Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea. Just don't come in the last 3 minutes of the program. 855-99-DR-JOY. 855-99-3-7-5-6-9. All right, so we have a caller who wanted to disagree with me about something.
Yeah, an emailer. This is an email from Linda in Maine.
Okay.
It says, Dr. Joy, I love your show. You're so wise, savvy, and funny. But suddenly...
But. Yeah. Pay no attention to anything before the but. All right, here we go.
But suddenly, need to let you know that for the first time ever, I totally disagree with your advice to the mom whose 13-year-old was baptized by her in-laws without consulting her.
I knew I was going to get some grief about that. Okay.
She says, yikes, we should absolutely have higher expectations for adults than kids. And that mother and father-in-law had no business allowing something so enormously important as a baptism happen without speaking to mom and dad. I'm a grandma to a 13-year-old boy in Jersey, and the thought of ever doing that without our daughter's consent seems ludicrous and actually mean-spirited, especially if I was aware that her family's beliefs were so different than ours. What right does anyone have to do that? Sorry, honey, I deeply respect your honest, forthright answers to callers, but this one is very troublesome because it gives away parents' rights and expects too much for a kid who is being coerced by adults. Drugs, dating, and sex will involve peers. This does not. I feel better. Thanks for listening, and I will continue to listen to your show, sweetie. You rock.
Well, bless your heart. Thank you. All right, listen, first of all, it's always okay to disagree with me. And let me tell you, you heard I was not thrilled with the fact that this had happened. But let me point out a couple things. Number one, it had already happened. So the question is, how much are you going to go to war about something that's already happened? Because it can't be undone, number one. Number two, it's not like a tattoo that obviously and it can, you know, that a 13-year-old can certainly change her mind, as 13-year-olds are often likely to do. And she would not be the first 13-year-old who decided to take a different spiritual path than her parents, if nothing else, as a way of driving her parents crazy. Number three, ostensibly, the grandmother didn't know. And this was not peer pressure. This was adult pressure. The pressure apparently came from her aunt, not from peers. What else was the issue? And again, I don't disagree with your perspective. I'm just saying it was already done. So saying, oh, this was a terrible thing to do, and then it happened a year ago. So mom has really been kind of nursing this grudge. And it's not that I don't think she has a legitimate concern. I'm just saying it's not going to go anyplace. And saying, and obviously the grandmother felt some sense of, ooh, this was maybe not a great idea, because she said that she didn't know about it, and she kind of denied responsibility for it. And again, my point, and which is exactly your point of sex, drugs, and rock and roll, is 13-year-old has to take responsibility for this. And I think regardless of whether grandmother said it was okay, or, and obviously mother felt a little ambivalent in that she was allowing her daughter to go with her grandmother to their church services. So even though mother didn't feel there was a important to bring her daughter up in any particular religion, that she felt it was okay by giving her daughter permission to go with her mother. So, again, it becomes a little bit grayer of an area. It wasn't like they kidnapped the kid and brainwashed her. And as I pointed out to the mom, that I thought the issue was really more with the there were several issues. First of all, with the grandmother already clearly felt a bit, you know, reluctant about the whole thing and a bit remorseful, if not completely sort of, oh, gee, I shouldn't have done this. But the real focus should be the 13-year-old of taking responsibility and saying, look, you could have called. And again, one of the reasons that the 13-year-old didn't call and the grandmother, 13-year-old didn't call, it was because 13-year-old knew very well. If she called up and said, Mom, I'm at this party and I want to be baptized. Is it okay? Would you and Dad like to come? That Mom, first of all, would have said, no, you can't do it. And obviously, kid won't do it, because that was my first question: is how did the kid feel about it? And the kid felt elated about it. She was very excited about it, and to the extent that she said to her mom, "I have a secret," and mom already knew about it. And the kid said, "Gee, you just wrecked my secret." So the kid was excited about it. But the point would seem to me going forward is that you take responsibility for your behavior, that knowing that we wouldn't want you to do it meant you probably should have either not done it or at least understood that the issue isn't grandmother or aunt or anybody else. The issue is you shouldn't have done it. All right? So, I mean, I hear your concern, and I think I even said to Manny, I'm going to get into some serious jeopardy about this, but, you know, I have to be honest with my perspective as well, in that it was already done. And it's, as I said, it's not like a tattoo. And if she decides that this is a religion she doesn't want to follow, that she'll stop following it. But the idea of being permanently mad at her in-laws just didn't seem to me a very profitable way of going forward on this. So, but I do appreciate your willingness to call up and say, all right, Brown, didn't like this. And it certainly doesn't surprise me that basically people tend to be most unhappy with me about things that touch their own lives, where I've gone afoul of whatever their particular belief system is. And again, I don't disagree if this had been before the fact, but it was not. It was after the fact. And after the fact, the past is immutable. You can either decide that I want to continue this, and as you know, a huge number of body parts have always littered the world, that religion has cost more lives probably than everything else put together. And you could say, well, wars, but a huge number of wars are religious and certainly have been historically. And you could look at the current state of terrorism in the world right now and say that really is... For the people who are terrorists, that they feel very strongly that it is a religious war that they are launching. So, but I said to Manny at the time, there's going to be grief about this. So, but I appreciate how generous you were, and how honest and yet how polite you were in saying, okay, not happy about your response. But I guess what I would say is, what would you have said? You know, all right, stay mad at Grandma forever. I mean, and she did express her concern to Grandmother that this was not an okay thing to do, and that Grandma did know her opinion. And I suppose if she really wanted to, she could say to Grandma, look, if you're going to do stuff like this, I'm not going to allow you to take the kid to church. But that's, again, it's sort of closing the barn door after the animals have left, number one. Number two, she'd given the permission before, so it's going to look to everybody concerned as punitive. And basically, again, I think that 13-year-olds need to be responsible for their own behavior, not only with respect to religion, but sex, drugs, rock and roll. And the fact that, again, this wasn't peer pressure per se. It was relative pressure. It was adult pressure, if it was pressure at all. And it's not clear. I mean, the 13-year-old saying, well, you know, my aunt asked and I said no, and then I finally convinced. I mean, who knows? You weren't there, and it may have been that the 13-year-old said, look, I'd like to do this. And the aunt said, I don't know if your mom's going to like this. Maybe you should give her a call. And kid said, no, you know, mom would go along with it, or mom is going to be okay with it. I actually got caught in a situation that wasn't quite as grievous as this, but my godchild, who wanted to get her ears pierced, and she said, oh, mom said I could do it. And I actually tried to get a hold of mom to find out, and it turned out I couldn't. And so we went home, and she was thrilled, and I thought kid's mom was going to murder me. And that's only an ear pierce. So I get it, but, you know, the question is, before the fact or after the fact? 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. Like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now.
Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products.
It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery.
Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You
What color are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jay Gunn.
Going once. Twice. Okay, we got to move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can give us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
America. This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-99-DR-JOY. We're going to talk with Ruth. So, Ruth, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. I can't believe I'm talking to you, and I'm really nervous. But
well, don't be nervous.
It's nice to speak to you.
I promise I'll help you.
Thank you. So, here's my question. My grandmother is 90 years old. And she lives by herself and her dog. And her only family in the area is her one son, my father, and our immediate family. So we kind of take care of her when she needs help.
Okay.
So, sorry. I'm so nervous. I apologize.
That's okay. That's
so,
fine. Just take a deep breath. You're okay. Honest.
So we went over there recently. My mom stopped by to find out that she has a huge flea infestation in her whole entire house. And it's really bad. The dog is suffering. And she has macular degeneration, so I don't think she sees the fleas.
Right.
Now,
are these fruit flies or actual fleas? Do you know the difference?
Oh, they're fleas.
Okay.
Yeah, they, you know, when I walk in the door, they just jump all over my socks, and it's just, it's
okay.
covered. I vacuumed her house one day, and it was really bad.
Okay.
So she's refusing help.
What have you offered her?
Well, we offered to help her rip out all of her carpets in the whole entire house and, you know, then bomb the house with, like, the flea treatment, make sure the dog is treated, and then, you know, help install new carpets or have somebody come and install new carpets.
How long will this help take?
Well, I think they'd have to be ripped out in one day, and then we'd have to have the house, you know, be without carpets for at least a week till everything got bombed and, you know, cleaned up and vacuumed and then put new stuff in. So
where would she stay during that week? With you guys?
She could stay with me. She could stay with my parents. And she only has to be out of the house for a few hours while the bombing takes place. And then, you know, we can lay down some carpets in the meantime till we get the new ones in, you know.
So she only has to be out of the house for, what, a couple of hours?
Yeah, a couple of hours.
Now, what do we do with the dog in the meantime? When she's... So you pull up the carpets, so she can't be there during the time you're pulling up the carpets, presumably.
Yeah, I mean, there's not carpets in the whole place, so there could be rooms that she could be in. You know, there's only carpets in, like, the living room and the bedrooms.
Okay.
So...
All right, so you have to move the furniture. But you think you can get that done, like, if you took her to a double feature movie, would that be enough time or not?
Yeah, that would be enough time.
Okay. Now, what are we going to do with the dog? Because if you do all this and the dog still has fleas, you're going to get fleas again.
Right. Well, I treated the dog about a week ago so that he's at least treated, so any new fleas that are coming on him are taken care of. But there's just so many in the house that it's just... They're just going to keep eating on
So
him.
She basically has to be out of the house for a couple of hours while you pull up the carpet, a couple of hours while you do the bomb, which in theory you could probably do the same day. If you could pull the carpet out in the morning and have the bomb in, you know, late in the day, so she, you know, that if she's out of the house one day, that might work. And then she could be back in the house, and then she could go help pick out the carpet, and she could be in the house where the carpet's being laid.
Exactly.
So we're talking about her being out of the house one day. Okay. So, I mean, see, I think if you present it to her as, Gran, we got to pull up the carpet, and you got to be out of the house, we've got to spray it, she's going to view this as the first step where you're trying to get her out of the house and into a nursing home. So,
and that's sort of, well, you know, she's an independent person, which, you know, what woman doesn't want to be. But what I'm trying to do is, she kicked my parents out of her house a week ago when they came in to try and, like, vacuum and see how bad it was.
Right.
She screamed at them, kicked them out, said, "I don't have fleas, you got them from the outside." So I guess she kind of respects me. I don't really want to be in this position, but so I'm thinking if I can somehow pose it to her so that it's her choice, you know.
Exactly.
Because,
all right. Here's what you're going to do.
So,
all right. Here's what you're
going to
do. First of all, you're going to go through it the same way I went through it with you, because if she understands that she has to be out of the house for one day and she can come stay with you and the dog could come stay with you and you'll both, and then you'll go pick out the carpet together, that's going to feel very different, because what she's viewing this is, they're taking over my house. They're taking over my life. They're just trying to get me out of the house to put me in nursing care. Okay, so if you can explain to her that it will take, you know, somebody will come over in the morning and pull up the carpets and she can stay there for that, then you'll take her to the movies, and she'll spend the night at your house, and then you'll wash the dog, so the dog is all flealess, and you'll come back the next day, you'll have breakfast, and you'll go pick out carpets during the time that she's with you, so she can pick out whatever carpet she wants, then she gets to come back in the house, and then they'll put the carpet down in a week. Is it going to be safe for her to be in the bedroom and the living room while there's no carpet?
Well, she complains about it because it's too cold. I think it will be safe for her. We can always put, like, a throw rug down if she wants it, you know?
Because I think, first of all, I think you're right, that you'll have more It's not so much credibility. It's a different relationship between grandparents and grandkids. I've told the story before of all of us kids trying to convince my father for years to stop smoking. And at one point, my niece, who was obviously his granddaughter, when she was about six, said, "Grandpa, I don't want you to die." And he never smoked again. So you have an emotional resonance with her that your father will not have. But I would go through it with her a little bit at a time in the same way I went through with you, because she's going to view it as you're just trying to get her out of the house so that you can put her in assisted living. So you have to explain to her, we'll be over in the morning, I'll come over, you and I will have breakfast together, we'll supervise the guys so you don't have to worry about not being there when they're there. Then I'll take you to the movies and take you out for dinner, and we'll take the dog and we'll give the dog a flea bath, and we'll go pick out carpet. You'll spend the night with me. We'll go back the next morning. We'll put down the throw rugs, and in a week you'll have new carpets. So you only have to be out of the house for a couple of hours in the afternoon, and if you want to go back to your house that night, you can, or you can spend the night with me, and we'll pick up carpets, because she could probably be back in the house if they do the spraying early in the afternoon. She could probably be back by dinner time. So explain to her it's just a limited kind of thing, and you'll go and help her pick out the carpet, and you'll wash the dog. And the approach I would make to her is not, "Grandma, you've got fleas," but, "Grandma, your dog is really suffering about this." And at some point, does she have flea bites?
She does. She told me that she doesn't really pay attention to them anymore. She's used to it.
Yeah, I would just explain, "Grandma, all that itching, it's not good for you. It's not good for your immune system, and it's going to make you much more likely to catch things," which is true, because it's a histamine response. So you'll sleep better. The dog will, you don't want to torture the dog like that. And I would actually use that word. You don't want to torture the dog. The dog can't, the dog is scratching themselves all the time. And, I would just, and I would approach it, first of all, specifically that the dog is suffering, that she's getting flea bites. I wouldn't say it's filthy. I wouldn't say, the place is covered and infested, because that's going to make her feel like she's going to be defensive about it. Explain to her exactly the time frame, and make sure you can adhere to the time frame. So basically all she has to do is be out of the house that afternoon, and you'll take her to the movies, you'll take the dog and get the dog defleeds, the dog will be happy, and you buy her dinner or whatever, and you'll pick out carpet, and then she can go home, and you'll help her put down rugs, and you could even spend the night with her. And I think that she may be willing to go along with it. Most of the time that we get resistant about people is when we feel we have no control. And exactly as you say, that it's not a matter of giving her a choice per se, because if you say, "Grandma, would you like to get rid of the fleas?" she's going to say, "They don't bother me." But if you say that the dog is being tortured, and I know that you want to take better care of your dog than that, and if the dog could take care of you, the dog would get this done. I'll do it with you, but also what a limited amount of time it is, exactly the scope of it, how she can be in the house while they're there so nothing gets disturbed, that she gets brand new carpet that you guys are going to give her as an anniversary present or something, because she'll say, "I can't afford it."
And that's another issue, too, is she, my mom looked at a price of having people install it, and she said, "Oh, I can't afford that."
Well, that's
it.
It may have to be that we give this to Grandma as a grandma present.
Yeah, look, one of the things that happens as people get older is it's not only that they worry about their money running out before they do, but they also worry about, "Am I worth it?" And that's right, you guys take the light bulb, and so just give it to her as a present, right? 855-99-375-69. Lindsay, my dear, I think what we're going to do here is you can tell me what we're going to be talking about, then I'll put you on hold and come back to you, and you can have as much time as you want, because not only do I have one more segment in this hour, I've got another whole hour to go. So what are we going to be talking about?
Okay, so I was just listening to you say that we shouldn't wait until the end of the last hour, so I didn't get to call in.
Bless your heart, Lindsay. You are my favorite person in this world. All right, let me just feel basking in my love. I'll put you on hold, and you have a whole hour and about 10 minutes, so thank you. I'll put you on hold. Be right back to you, sugar. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just a dollar a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-99-3769. And at this moment, Lindsay is my favorite person in the universe because she resisted the temptation to call the last 3 minutes of the program. So, Lindsay, what's on your mind, sugar?
Okay, so I was just hoping to get some advice from you. My boyfriend and I have been together for about 3 years, and we just bought our first house. We're very excited. Unfortunately, my parents have not ever really been supportive of this relationship and in general don't support anyone living together before they're married, so we're not quite sure how to break the news to them.
All right. How old are you?
30.
And how old is he?
30 as well.
Are the two of you planning to get married?
Oh, absolutely.
What's holding you up? What's the hold up on the wedding?
You know what? Truth be told, it's probably this whole situation with my family. I think we had held off kind of hoping that things would come around, and things aren't really coming around quite as quickly as we would have hoped. So,
well, they may come around more quickly if, especially your mom, well, probably your mom and your dad, sort of feel that he's going to make an honest woman of you. So if the two of you are planning, look, it sounds like you've been living together for some period of time. You're not babies. The two of you want to get married. And once you own property together, that's one of the two reasons people get married, right, is to either own property together or to have children together. Hopefully
right.
You're not pregnant. Believe it or not, first of all, if you're 30 years old and he's 30 years old, both of you are old enough to get married without parental consent, and you just assume have them on your side. But believe it or not, saying, here's what I, if the two of you are planning to get married, if you're not, I don't want you to get married just because you have a house. But once you've got a house, I mean, then you've got at least part of the encumbrance that, for example, marriage causes. Because if the two of you, I assume it's in both of your names, yes?
Yes.
Okay. So, I mean, you've got one of the two issues about marriage, which is property owned jointly. So the other one is kids. Thank goodness you didn't do that, because that would really make your parents unhappy. So I would go, if I were you, I'd go to your parents and say, listen, we know that you've never really approved of our living arrangements. So what we've decided is two things, that we're going to get married. Because we really, you know, it's not that, you know, that we're feeling like we're trying to please you, but we're, you know, if it makes you happy, we're going to do it anyway. So let's, you know, this is what we're going to do, number one.
Mm-hmm.
And number two, have you already bought the house?
Yes, we have.
When are you moving into it?
Not until the end of April.
Perfect. How about planning? Look, at this moment, especially with the expense of a house, presumably one of the things that you might think about doing is going down to Justice of Peace, inviting your parents, his parents, you know, a witness for you and a witness for them, and going and having, instead of spending a lot of money on a wedding, put it on into your house and say, look, what we'd really like to do is we're planning to get married. You could do it on Valentine's Day, I suppose, but between now and then, we'd love to have you come, and instead of wedding gifts, that you can help us, you know, help furnish the house or something. And I think you may find that then, because what you're appearing to do, even though you and I know it's not exactly what you're doing, is honoring their wishes. You're not honoring your wishes in terms of changing your entire worldview to meet theirs, because that would be, they wouldn't buy it and you wouldn't do it. But to say, listen, we know that that you really feel strongly that people should be married, and we love each other dearly. And so what we'd like to do is invite you to our wedding. I would have it soon, because why not? And then, because you already have one of the reasons that, you know, that, I mean, people worry about divorce. Well, one of the reasons you worry about divorce is the kids, the dog, and the property. Well, you've already got the property. So just say, look, what we thought we'd do is get married, invite you guys, and instead of having a big expensive wedding, mom and dad, that maybe you were saving for, that we'd love to put it toward a house. And then you're done.
Mm-hmm.
And if they say, well, then you could say, well, look, you know, we were trying to honor your wishes a bit more, but understand that this is the man I love, and this is, you know, what I want to do with my life.
Yeah.
But it appears to be, you know, look, perception is as important as reality, because that's how we see reality, is through our own eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And so by saying, look, we understand that you have a different set of values than we do, and so we've decided that to honor part of your perceptions, because we do love each other, and this is what we're going to do, and this is the outcome. You don't have to say that you've already signed the papers. If they ask, I wouldn't lie about it, but I think saying, you know, this is what we'd want to do, because, honey, they're going to be a lot happier if the two of you are married living in that house than if you're not married living in that house.
Yeah,
if two of you are planning to get married, and the two of you are planning to get married anyway, go ahead and do it. And that way you're not going to be tempted, because you've got this huge looming mortgage issue, to spend a lot of money on a wedding that you know, that, I mean, if you really want to do that, you can do it in a year, or you can do it, I mean, you can do it. But, you know, at this moment, given the reality that your parents are feeling a little squeamish about it, and they're not going to be happier, any happier with you buying that house mm-hmm. together and not being married, so go ahead and do it, because you're going to do it anyway.
I guess I'll have to. I would be totally fine with that. I don't want to do the whole big wedding thing. He does, unfortunately. So I guess I'll just have to try and convince him of that.
But sit down, you know, get down on one knee tonight and propose to him and say, listen, what I propose is whatever money we would have put through a big fancy wedding that we put right now toward furnishing the house, and a year from now that we have a big fancy one-year anniversary party at the house where we do, we can reaffirm our vows, or we can do the big party or whatever. And it'll make my parents happy. It'll make me happy. It'll make the IRS happy. It'll mm-hmm. make our bank happy. So listen, invite him to marry you.
Okay. Oh, right. That sounds like a good plan.
Well, I think it solves most of the issues in a kind of neat
yeah.
package. Now, if you told me you weren't sure you wanted to marry him, I would have said, why are we buying property together? But
oh,
you didn't.
No,
you
I
said,
definitely do.
So go ahead and do it. Because, it doesn't cost you guys anything. It
right.
moves an agenda along that makes sense to you, and it'll make your parents incredibly happy. And in the long run, them not viewing him as a guy who, you know, was just, you know, why buy the cow if you can get the milk? I mean, so
right.
I think it just solves a whole lot of problems simultaneously.
Okay.
All right.
Well, that sounds good. Thank you so much.
Right. Give it a try. Let me know what happens. And
okay.
good luck. All righty.
All right. Thanks so much.
You're most welcome. And thanks again for not calling the last 3 minutes of the program.
Oh.
I appreciate that.
Not a problem.
Right, 855-99-DR-JOY. Yeah, I mean, it's not that you can't do it. I mean, it's not that we're going to sort of sanction you or going to give you a bad answer or sort of yell at you. It's just, it's really frustrating because it's usually not one person who calls. It's like four of you. Well, yesterday it was three. I told you a billion times, don't exaggerate. But you get the point, all right? 855-99-DR-JOY. And again, you know, if you're going to do something anyway and it makes somebody happy by doing it sooner rather than later, why not? 855-99-DR-JOY. Don't call me in the last 3 minutes. But I have a whole another hour coming up. So you have basically about 57 minutes before it's the last 3 minutes on Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Are you always 5 minutes late? Maybe you're only late when you don't want to be somewhere. Then you realize you're always 5 minutes late. For work, you set 3 alarms, drag your feet in the shower, drink your coffee slowly until you're rushing out the door. 5 minutes late. It's not that you hate your job. Hate is such a strong word. You're just not that excited about it. But most people don't love what they do, right? Listen, if you're local to the Twin Cities, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, you might want to join one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, GCN. Because right now, we are hiring, and we offer benefits. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, where you'll want to be 5 minutes early every day.